With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. European Union rolling out a new defense package to facilitate military deployments in case of conflict with Russia. Here's correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The move comes amid rising tensions about Russia's activities. Europe's foreign policy chief, Kaja Kallas, emphasizes that investing in defense now could prevent future conflicts. The EU's executive branch plans to invest around £15 billion in improving infrastructure, like bridges and tunnels, to handle military traffic. The plan aims to enhance military mobility and streamline defense integration across the bloc. This week, the EU's been dealing with some mysterious drone incursions linked to Russia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Well, meanwhile, Britain is warning very sternly Russia that it's ready to deal with any incursions into the territory after the spy ship Yantar was detected on the edge of UK waters just north of Scotland. Defence Minister John Healey is not a happy man.
That Russian action is deeply dangerous, and this is the second time this year that this ship, the Yantar, has deployed to UK waters. So my message to Russia and to Putin is this. We see you, we know what you're doing, and if the Yantar travels south this week, we are ready.
And a massive Russian drone and missile barrage hitting one western Ukrainian city. At least 20 people, including two small children, have been killed. And Poland's foreign minister is speaking out. He has ordered the closure of the last Russian consulate still operating in the country, that in response to last weekend's railway explosion. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court rejecting an appeal by a religious school.
The Florida High School wants to broadcast a prayer over the public address system before a state championship football game, and the State Athletic Association says no. Earlier Supreme Court rulings allow for spontaneous student-led prayer, but not over the PA system to the whole stadium. In rejecting this latest appeal, the justices leave in place the previous decision. The championship game in question was played at the Orange Bowl in Miami. Michael Harrington reporting.
After decades of controversy over homosexuality in the worldwide Anglican Communion, some conservatives say it's time to make a final break from what has been long one of the world's largest Protestant church families. Some of the Communion's largest and fastest-growing churches in Africa belong to the Global Anglican Future Conference, which is now calling for an official split. This is SRN News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signing a proclamation declaring the Council for American Islamic Relations to be a foreign terrorist organization.
The proclamation, which also includes the Muslim Brotherhood, prohibits the council, its members, and affiliates from buying or acquiring land in the state. In a letter to Abbott, the council declares the proclamation legally and factually baseless. It argues the Republican governor lacks the authority to unilaterally declare any Americans or American institutions terrorist groups, and it accuses the governor of stoking anti-Muslim hysteria. Rich Thomason reporting.
Real estate giant Greystar reaching a $7 million settlement with nine states. That over its use of rent-setting algorithms that some officials say had been involved in driving up various housing costs. More details at srnnews.com.